not used to speaking English. Try to say over a little bit that spoke by the Shemesburg. Now we shall see this. It's always hard to talk. But I'm afraid to say over. We spoke by Shalashidis. Special hard in order to talk for other people, you have to be in a matzav, live with them with nafshay. Machlal, to talk by Rabban, sometimes you can say something not right, sometimes you can say not exact. I'm afraid that my language, I'm not used to talking English. The first time I spoke was I don't know how many chaverim or often where we spoke, but that was the first time I spoke by Rabban in English. It's Hashem that we should talk for the Eved who wants us to talk, and that everything is ma'oifim, that we're trying to be mechazik ourselves together, and ma'oifim from Be'erich, and the Eved could be sometimes Shalev Shemona. Chazing over Shalashudis is a special hardship for itself, because as we know, this man of Rav, the Rav Natoise Shabbos, is a special, special time of Kirvus Hashem. The Eibishter elevates a person. The whole Shabbos is a man of elevation. But Shabbos, Shalashud is the Koyach of Nach Leblim and Surim, Bas Yankov Eish, Bas Yosef Lohu, is the time where a person, the Eibishter brings up every Yid into a very high Madreg of Kirvus Hashem. Beis Yankov Eish, Beis Yosef Lahuva, and mainly we talk it over in a different time when it's not the same as ours, like Chavayim talking together in such a time. Shalashudis, it's especially, especially hard, but hope we'll try to bring out the kids and two Nikudis that were two in Yom that we talked, that's the Shemesh. Chazal Yiddishim tell us that and Eliezer Eved Avraham was and is still the b'chin of doyle mashkim to Yisrael b'dacher, meaning that Avraham Avinu prepared the derech and avodas Hashem, and every year there's a new oil of Avraham Avinu, b'chin of every year new koyach of Talmid of Shlavam Avinu. Again, I ask Mechila, my English is very, very schwach. And again, as I said, Vashalashudis is a time when, I don't know if how many chaverim were ever Vashalashudis, but it's a time of, it's a different kind of speaking, it's a time of, it's Kulei Eish and Kulei Lahova, that the Eish is Mashpia, and to talk it over later, in different matziv, Malav Malkiding a matziv is special hard, but try. Blessed Hashem is more. Blessed Hashem. Avraham Avinu's fire every year. It's a new Talmid of Avraham Avinu. A new Koyach Avraham Avinu. More than Avraham Bechuk Chois when he performed Mashiach. Says from Rav Tzadikim, Rebbe Meilich, the Rebbe Fleblin, the Pshem Shkop, the Mendel Vitebsky, and all the Tzadikim Schizim Lainy Dev. The Chassim Sagulis before Mashiach is a special time where we have special Koyachs of Avraham Avinu. And the fire of Avraham Avinu, like Kabrina said, that it's no wonder that Avraham Avinu didn't get burnt in the fire of Ur-Kazdim. That's not a chiddush. The chiddush is that Ur-Kazdim didn't get burnt up from the fire of Ahavas Hashem from Avraham Avinu. That's the chiddush. Every year this fire of Avraham Avinu comes with a new koyach, a eish that's mechamrim, that warms up every Yiddish heart. Eish that's maliv, Eish that's meir, that lights up the darkness. every year Chodesh Cheshvan, the four parashas from Noach, Lech Lecha Ve'erech, I saw the four parashas of Avraham Avinu. There's a new koyach of Talmidei Shel Avraham Avinu. Like this, tells Zalkam V'Yoshev V'Yeshiva. Every Cheshvan is a time when we go into the Yeshiva of Avraham Avinu. Especially understand that many of the Chavayim are saying here had the schinah to be Shabbos Kodesh Chai Soh, which is the stalkers of Avraham Avinu. It says Maya Kodesh from the Shem from the Arab Tzadikim and B'Shaas B'Racham Kodesh Avraham Tzadikim and B'Shaas the stalkers of Tzadikim. It's a gewaltige Ezrotzen because all their avoidance of the whole life, the Baba Yomim, shine with a special oil. Every year when we pass of Chai Soh, the stalkers of Avraham Avinu is a new koyach, a new oil of Avraham Avinu. And the schiyah to be a chevron, Chalad Bishn tell us that even just mentioning the word chevron is mashpia such rachman and such hashpoz tovis malamala. So to have the schiyah to sit with people who were in chevron on Shabbos Kodesh Chai Soh is avada, a special Zechia, and it's a special siyuah from Shemaim that we should all be zoicha to get the hashpos of Avraham Avinu. Chazal HaKadosh tell us that and the Yezer Eved Avraham had a special tafkid and a special shlichus that he was doyle mashke metoris rabbi lachem. Chazal HaKadosh tell us that the Yezer Eved Avraham was such a big madreg that he went into Gan Eden alive, he's still living Eliezer Eved Avraham. Like Chazal HaKadosh tell us, probably you know about it, that the Tanom Amiram used to go to Chevron. One of the Amiram Akopim, it says Mefurish, the Mashmos is that a lot of Tanom Amiram, they saw Eliezer Eved Avraham alive, they saw him there in Chevron. He's still Oisik and taking care of and being Meshamish. Avraham Avinu, Yisrael Avinu, and all the Ovis HaGadosh, he's still his oil, Avraham Avinu, Eliezer Eved Avraham's oil of Doyle Mashk. Doyle Mashk means that he's a very deep Mayon. Like Chazal HaKadosh tells us that Shtei Kleyosov Nasi Kemayon Esachochum Avraham Avinu. This big, very deep, Limudim that Avraham Avinu shines us every year, like this means from Moshe, from Tzidik, and all of them, every year, new Limudim, this Tov Shin Samach Gimel, big Limudim of Avraham Avinu, and Eliezer Eved Avraham is Doile Umashke, he goes deep down and he helps us to get this Torah of Avraham Avinu. The parash of Chai Soh is the parash of Eliezer Eved Avraham Chalak Deshim tell us the office Yichosu Shal Avdei Ovis Yorisim Teosu Shal Bon. We'll try to talk about two koiches that Eliezer Eved Avraham helps us every year, new help, new koiches, new oires, new madregas to be more and more nesal in these two inyon. What we'll say over B'Kisor now is things that we talked in the previous years, Shalashidis. If somebody wants to look at more Bariches, we wrote about it in Toshim and Zion, it's printed, and more Bariches on tape, Lumchazer over Shalashidis, of Toshim and Test, and Toshim Samach Aleph. One of the main things of Avraham Avinu, we say every day in davening, Ata Shemel Kama Shemchata Ba'avrom B'tzeis and Mekazim Samtu Shmei Avrom and Metzus Es Levuva Neyman Lefaneich. Avrom Avinu Asura Nisyoinis Nisnase V'umad B'kilom. Avrom Avinu went through the 10 Nisyoinis, which the 10 Nisyoinis are called all the Nisyoinis that go on every Yid from Klal Yisrael. V'umad B'kudom, he was Ani Choyme was stark, fast, very strong in all the Nisyonis. And Avraham Avinu get the koyach for every one of us, every Yid, to be oimed in all the Nisyonis, the long ones and the short ones and the big ones and the small ones and the Gashmizig Nisyonis and the Ruchnizig Nisyonis and the open nesiyonis and the hidden nesiyonis. Every person has always, this world is called oilam anesoyin, oilam anesiyonis. Every day has its nesiyonis, every kufa has its nesiyonis. Avraham Avinu gave the way, he was koivish the derech for us, and he shines us always, he gives us the koyach to be oimed in all the nesiyonis by Hashem Yisboch. And Eliezer Eved Avraham was doyle umashke, and he gave us, and he's giving us, the koyach to take this Torah of Avraham Avinu and drink it and use it and be oimed in all the nesiyonis. Eliezer Eved Avraham went through in his life a lot of nesiyonis, and he went of the in the way of Avraham Avinu and was oimed b'kula. But two of the main nesiyonis that Chazal HaKadosh Megaleh to us were in two parts of his life. In the beginning of his life, Eliezer Eved Avraham was a very, very, very big man. We have not sold, but everything is in, you know, limit, like he says, and told us, and talk with the groove and my life, and a lot of things, everything in Torah is a limit. We have not sold in Eliezer Eved Avraham. But Eliezer Eved Avraham had gewaldige koiches, tremendous koiches. We see, Chalak Deshim tell us such a flogus about Eliezer Eved Avraham, that he was, besides the Doyle Mashke, and besides that he went from the only people from all the Marishan till now that went alive into Gan Eden. Chalak Deshim tell us, Moishel B'chol HaShalei was Shoylet B'Yitzra, just like Avraham Avinu. Chalak Deshim tell us that such a thing that you don't find anywhere else, Bechlal, that Ziv Ikun Shaloi Doimel Shal Rabbi, meaning Eliezer looked, his face, Holy Tzura looked like the Holy Tzura of Avraham Avinu, which we always know that only a child or a Mishpocha looks the same. Chalak Deshim tell us by Yitzchak Avinu that the Eibishter was so close to him, exactly like Avraham Avinu. Everybody should know that this is his child of Avraham Avinu. We never find that a Talmud should look like his Rebbe. He could have maybe tenuas like his Rebbe, he could maybe talk like his Rebbe, but he should look, his face should look like his Rebbe. We don't find it in any place. Meaning that Eliezer Eved Avraham worked himself out, he was mekadosh ha-metar himself, and he was so elevated in all the avoidance of Avraham Avinu b'frat, and the avoidance of midas. Avraham Avinu's tachlis was the mekavot chesed. Avraham Avinu was always busy. The Chazal HaKadosh tell us the perik, the mesechta of the Zohar of Avraham Avinu was 400 program, it says, from the Rishna, from the Cherev, from all the tzaddikim, that means that the midas that's called Avodah Zorah, Kas is Avodah Zorah, and Gaiv is Avodah Zorah, and all the midas rows are called Avodah Zorah. Avraham Avinu broke all the Avodah Zorah. Avraham Avinu was this Al, such a gewaldige madregis of chesed, of toiv, always looking only to make people feel good, and never chalish shabbas to nobody, and always meitiv, b'shlishelim rosh, he's only busy. Achalak Deshim tell us, chesed mezgalgul ba'olam b'shvila, meaning Avraham Avinu, he talked to Avraham Avinu the last week's barichas in this prat, that Avraham Avinu helped that a person should feel how chesed is mezgalgul, it's rolling all over his chesed. He showed every person where he could be. He could do chesed 24 hours with every Sefer Purim Yofes and every Dalekav Schus and every holding himself in from saying a word that could insult somebody, could hurt somebody, always trying to say a good word, always trying. And that was the koyach of Avraham Avinu, always chesed, b'frat to the close people. It says in the Avishum, obviously, the main chesed is at home with the close people. And Eliezer Eved Avraham was so nis'ala in all the madregas of Avraham Avinu that he looked, his whole tzura was just like Avraham Avinu. Such a big man he was. But the Yetzirah came in the beginning of his life and he told him, Eliezer, you're great, you're terrific, you're gewaldic. But you have two big problems, very big problems, very serious problems. He was from Canaan, and we know Canaan, for all his gewaldige mice and got from Noach, two matonas. First of all, that the hepech of brucha, ur kana. And second of all, that he eved avudim, was eved, and that went over to all his children, all his daughters. So the Yetzer came, Eliezer, Yivaldik. You have such gewaltige koiches, but it would be, everything would be good if you weren't Eved, if you weren't from Canaan, if you were from somebody else, if you were shame from Yefes, from, but you're from Canaan, so you have a problem. So Mamele, you can't use your koiches, because the biggest, one of the biggest yetzars, that's by everybody, by every child, every bocha, every ingiman, every yid. I can't bring it out in the same fire like when Yiddish put it. Every person, the Yetzor comes to him and tells him, if you would be like this one, if you would be like that one, if you would have a different chinuch and different midis and different kishroimis and different koiches and different surroundings and different chavrus and different makom torah, different shir, different talmidim, different matzav of panos, you live someplace else, you dava someplace else, you'd be someone else, then you would be, you can't even imagine what I would be. I would be something like out of this world, but lemais, but I'm like this, but I was born here and I'm this matzav and that's what I am. A person go around like that for years, every morning he wakes up in the morning, oh, I have such gewaltig koiches, if I would just be someplace else, or somewhere else, or somebody else, or something else, then it would be mamish. You can't believe, you can't imagine what it would be. But I'm this is what I am. So, my man, I'm gonna have another day like a portion man. It doesn't mean person not doing anything. He could do gewaltige things in his day, but he could be much, much more. And he feels in himself that it could be more. It could be better. It could be stronger. It could be more ministry. It's more Torah, more tefillah, more shkolam, more tochem, more kedushim, more tahar. More and more, but his ovar, his osir, his whatever it is, and that's the biggest yet, because the Eibishter wants a person to know the Eizah Chol HaMakas Mekoymoy, a person should know the Eibishter put every neshama exactly with his matzif and his koiches and his kishoyes and his midis and his family and his surroundings exactly there, exactly in that matzif, that day and that moment. That's the way he could be gewaldig, he could be nesalim already. Eliezer Avdom could have gone years and years, every morning in the week. Chalak Bishon tell us Avdom took 318 people to be loichem with Zdoim, to get to be loichem with the form of loichem for Zdoim, and he was Matz Loit. Chalak Deshim tell us that Loit had Nishmas Mashiach in himself. Chalak Deshim tell us 380 wasn't 380. One Pshat Chalak Deshim was Eliezer, his Gematria is 318. Gematria Eliezer is 318. The Gematria was his Malatani. All this thing means that every Gematria means that this thing has Kach V'Kach Koiches. Most people use a very small, a very, very small amount of the koiches that they have. Every person is gefalbi koiches. We know from Chavagdishim, from Svamagdishim, that people in hard matzovim brought out koiches, even physical koiches. I don't speak meruchin easy koiches. Physical koiches that it's unbelievable people say in hard matzovim. There's all kinds of maises that people could pick up things that have gefalbi koiches. By the way, in the trade centers, I know where the person is, that they were in one of the buildings, in the second building, and what happened, and they flew downstairs. They can't believe it. It's shaykh in such a mehiras that they were flying down, and they were saved. But it was lamal, they can't believe they did such a thing. But when a person comes in a desperate matzah, all of a sudden he sees koiches that he never imagined, b'chlal, that he has. A person, every person, they say, if a person uses maybe 1 or 2% of the koiches that he has, usually, if he doesn't work on himself, person, Eliezer could get up, when Chalak Deshim tells 318 people, means that he had koiches of 308 people. Chalak Deshim says 318 is the matzah. Remach plus 70 means the remach. Avram and the Remach Koiches are being plus 70, the Iron Oiris, and I'm Ponim Latoya. He had Gevalt, he was like 380, not stamp people, like Chanicho of Avram Avinu. Talmidim, 318, that was Eliezer. And it could have gone years, every morning waking up, Eliezer, talking to himself, you have koiches. What should I do? I'm an Eved. Go back to sleep. Tomorrow I get up again. Eliezer, you have koiches. What should I do? I'm an Eved. And as I write it, weeks and weeks. And it seems like a joke, but so many, that's for everybody like that. If you work on yourself, it's not like, but without work on yourself, every person, if Eliezer of them broke the Nesu, and he said, the Eibishter made him an Eved. I'm going to look in the whole world and find myself. The best place where I could be Eved, not tell myself, if I wasn't an Eved, I could be Gevaldik. I'll find in the world the best place to become an Eved, and there I'll use my koiches and be Gevaldik. He found the place of Avraham Avinu, and it was Medabek and Avraham Avinu, and he became Gevaldik. That's the first limit of Eliezer Eved Avraham. A person should never, ever let the Yetzer Hara get this mistaken to him. David Chaim, Sislam, they told this, and other, a lot of Tzidikim are going to tell us. The Lord says, Hi, maybe Mashan, Hi, Ruska, Shimon, Yechuv, and also the Yudim. What are you doing? Why are you trying to be Rab Shimon? Of course, they also be Yodim. Rab Yankel, Rab Gessler, Rab Shimon. Every person is, he's himself. One of the Tzidikim, if I would have, it sounds a joke, but it's every person has this Yetzor. If I would have it as the head of the Shagis Ari and the heart of the Yisod Shosh Avoide and the midis of the Rebbe Reb Sosalante, then I would be something really Givaldic. So he told him, with your head and your heart and your midis, V'chol levov chu, v'chol nafshichu, we say every day, every mitzvah, and every tefillin, with our heart, and with our nefesh, and with our midah yishilchemon, v'chol midah yishimoyded loch. That's the first koich of the Yitzhak, never ever to let this Yitzhahara, doi lemashkim toris rabbi l'achem, we should always know the chokham amakis m'koimoy, al Yitzhish m'koimoy. Ma koich said, we have no asorgan koich, everything is a limit, ma'aru l'shtis zeh. The Hebuch of Chochm, Eved Maskel, Chalagish, Godan Aliyaz, that was his Maskel, his Korach of Askuder, Chochm, Techaya Balev, Korach, Yetzor, he had also tremendous Korachis, but Yetzor told him, if he would be like Ireland, if he would go into Kodesh Kodeshim, if he would be a Kohen Gudel, then it would be something that Mamish can't imagine, but he's not, so he's trying to get to be Kohen Gudel. The Eibush wants him to make that's the biggest. I didn't mechoyt the tradition. Elim kenichlo b'yich shtis. The biggest. That's the biggest shtis. The hapach of chokhm. Every person has this shtis. This narishkeit. This narishkeit. If I would be an if and if and if and if, it doesn't enough to be every day with this matziv, with these moods and with this midas and with this matziv. That's the first nesan. The second nesan is much much bigger. It's very ariches, but we have to make it short. But in the Kudim, Mamash B'Ktsur, it's not clear when Eliezer came to Avraham Avinu, but when he was 70 or 75, they were showing him that man. All they were showing he was already there by Avraham Avinu, like we see. Avraham Avinu said, Ben, Meshik Bais, Ida Meshik Eliezer. That he was already then doil al mashke mitar sa'ab l'chaim, and I've only been 70-75. By the shidduch of Yitzchak Gevin, I've only been was already 140 berach, means it was at least 65 years later when Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer for the big shlichus to find the heilige shidduch for the heilige Yitzchak Gevin. The Klal Yisrael was built on this. Eliezer Eved Avraham, which was already such a big madreig of Kedusha that he looked like Avraham Avinu. His whole Heilige Tzir was like the Heilige Tzir of Avraham Avinu. And he had a daughter. And he was mishtoikik that Klal Yisrael should come out of him. He didn't mean no covered, he didn't mean anything. He just meant to have this chir that Klal Yisrael should come out of him. And he thought, Chalak Bishon tells him, he's moided me. Looked, B'shoyrish Advum, and he saw that he felt that he's Rui to be Meshadach himself with Avraham Avinu. came to Rabbi Mavini, he says that he wants to be Mishadam. So what did Rabbi Mavini tell him? Rabbi Mavini told him, we all know, At Ur Bni Burich, the Ein Ur Mizdavuk Burich. Imagine. We can't, everyone has a suga, but it's a richet, but in a kiddie, the bigness sign. A person is working, every person, let's talk to ourselves first before going to Eliezer. A person, let's say he's misgabbled in his son, he says, no, I'm going to try with my koiches, how much I could learn Torah, and how much I could daven, and how much I could be saved, put in the office, and I could be good, and I could be gewaldig with Danakav's chis, and how I could be Mekedisha B'tah, and my amina, my betuchim, I'll try my best. And his mem is trying. A person tries, not a year, not 2 years, over 65 years, he's trying to come with his koiches. All of a sudden, the Yetzirah comes and shows him what it, you're full of dimyan. You thought, Eliezer Eved Aram, he thought that what? He has a problem, he's an Eved. No. He told the Yetzirah, I'll find myself a place where I could, Din Hashem, I could come to my Madrega being Eved. So Sam's all thing tells us that the tachlis of Eliezer was he should become. He should get out of this order. He knew he could get out of this order, the Hepuch of Bruch. He could get out of it. He knew he'll be misdavik himself with Aramim in the such a dveikis. And a male will become dovik to Aramim, he'll become ois or he'll become a burich. Okay. So the Yetzirah, he let him 65 years. Okay. You have a point. Okay, I'll let you go. Let's try your best. Try your luck. That's 65 years and he... He was, we can't have not say what it means, Shibbel Hashem Elkom, he was Mezachach and Mekadosh Evi, Evan Evi Gid, till he came to the Madragi that Zivikin and Doim Hashem Evi. Now, he wants to do a Shidduch with Avram Evi, and Avram Evi tells him, no, he's still out of order, he didn't get anywhere. So the Yetzirah came, what are you driving yourself nuts? 65 years you're working to get out of order, and you see, you're full of dim, in the same place where he was 61, 65 years ago. So just drop it. Just how long are you going to make yourself nourish? How long are you going to work and work and work? It's like the person they say that it's just a mushal and korach as an average. That person, it's a very sad story, but it's a gewaldige limit of korach as an average. That person, but when they go in the big achzuris in certain in Russia, they put a person in prison and he had to work to I don't know exactly how you call it in English, Amil, to be toichen. They had once, it was a machine they had in order to make from wheat to make kamach, to make
to grind.
So they had a big wheel, it was a very hard work, and he had a wheel where he used to turn it to grind the wheat. They worked for a few years, and he thought the whole time that he's making big oitzes of kemach. It was hard work. He wasn't get paid for it, but a certain amount that he felt good about himself that he's doing something. After a few years, they let him out. So he said he doesn't ask no payment. He just wants to see the big oitzes that came out of all his working for these years. So the Goyla, the Achzoris they had, they just took him to the wall. He was in a room where he was trying this wheel, whatever. They took him to the other side, he saw there was nothing there. There was no kemach, no nothing. It was just, he was driving a wheel for years without doing anything. He was nifta on the spot, from Agnes Nefesh. If he's not getting anywhere, he's just driving a wheel and turning a wheel for years and not doing anything with himself, he couldn't hold it out. It's a moshel, it's a big moshel, a lot of things in Avodas Hashem. But sometimes the Yetzer Hara brings a picture to a person that is just driving a wheel and he's not getting anywhere. He's just driving himself and maybe a lot of other people around him nuts, and he's not getting anywhere. He's trying and trying and trying, but he's not getting anywhere. The same old Hashkoma, the same old Midas, and the same, he's just staying the same. And that's what the Yetzer Hara came to, yes. And that was much, much bigger than the first time, because the first time he still had it. He said, "You haven't?" He said, "No, I'll become an Eved Avraham. I'll get somewhere." But now he's showing him Schwarz, black and white. I said, he's showing him Chloe. You see that you're just making yourself. I don't want to say the word. You're making yourself Narish. You're just making yourself crazy. That they call it in English, I think. You're just doing something that doesn't make sense. Just drop it, leave it. This is what comes to every person. The fact when you get older, the person is trying to be good, he's trying to be in the solid, he's trying to get to somewhere, and the Yetzirah sometimes shows him black and white that he's not getting anywhere, he's not moving. So just leave it. What are you doing? Why are you doing? Why are you working so hard? And that's called shoveshaker for many reasons. First of all, every trying that a person tries for everything in Avodas Hashem does givaldik. But it's in Himmel. I can't say it in English the way I want to say it, but it's Vashim or even in Himmel. In Shemaim it's written exactly how many times, how many hundreds and thousands of times he has to try in order to get to this Madrega. But every trying helps a person. A person is trying to work himself out, he shouldn't get in chaos. If it's at home, if it's with friends, if it's in business, if it's in this lunch, where it is. A certain person that every person that Eibishter makes, one or two people or sometimes even more, that if just this guy wouldn't be around here, the world would be gewaldig. But this guy just driving me up a wall, he's making my... And he's trying to work himself. No, it shouldn't bother him, and he should be good to that guy, and he should be able to serve him. And it's going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And a person starts to think sometimes that I'm not getting anywhere. Chas v'shul, every trying and every davening about it, and every learning about it, and every trying to talk with chaverim about it, everything is helping him. He's getting there, but we don't see it. It's in him. It's for sure. Even for this thing, he has to work 10,000 times to try, but then later he's going to break it. But we don't see it. But everything helps. It's mitzvah. It's mitzvah. It's mitzvah. You know that the Abkin was in the spoil of the stones. That the water that made it. What was his style? Because what made the hole in the stone? 1,000,000 drops, nothing happened. 2,000,000, nothing happened. The 10th million drop was stronger than the first drop. No, so how did this hole come in the stone? How did it come? Is it right that really the first drop did something? And the 10th drop did something also? And the million and the 2 million, but it didn't, we didn't see it. Ooh, oibazoi, that's what made it. So meaning that everything has an origin, everything helps. It says, every bullet ties inside, everything helps. But you don't see it. And that was in the son of Eliezer, remember, that was this garbage of Eliezer. He said, no. I'm not going to let it. I'm going to go. Because, of course, all these years helped me. He was still the matzav of oil. He's going to try right. And Chazal HaGlish Matzadikim Amagala, that was the biggest Nisoyim for the Ezev. He could have become broken. He could have let go. And no, he went further. He went for the Shlichas of the Messias Nevesh. There was needed the big Messias Nevesh. And he screamed, Eved Avraham Elohich. I'm weiter Eved. And he went weiter. He, and Chazal HaGlish tell us the gewaldige thing that meaning what more than 65 years of work didn't help, now that he had an assignment to drop it, and he was misgaba that assignment, and he went further, not only further, with the newest chadshis, with the bigger, that did more than all the 65 years of work, meaning a person should know the biggest Yetzirah is Yish. Like if it's in mind that the big Arich is that we said Eliezer's Gematri is Shin Yud Ches 318. Yish's Gematri is 317. Meaning Eliezer went over Yish. And to show us, you can't get the 318 without 317, right? No other way. You can't start from the top. You have to, if you want to get to 318, you have to go. Meaning, a person, every madrega a person has, he has to go through a certain soin of yish that the Yetzirah shows in black light. Leave, let it go. Rav Nachman one of his writes in the place the same Yisod to Zemar Tzadik. All the tzaddikim went through for everything they came. Every madrega they came to was in tzaddikim. They went through matzom that they thought to drop it. That it doesn't pay. It's the start. And they knew when the Yetzirah comes and tells me to drop, that's a simon that I'm almost there. That's a simon I'm almost there. So he tries his biggest korech, yish is his biggest korech. We said before, Neshama of Mashiach was by Lloyd, right? And 318 people, Avraham Avinu took him out. Meaning, the only way to bring Mashiach is, the Ois is Mei Siach, Mei Shin Yud Ches. Mashiach is going to come only from Matzom, that we come to yish and we just go weiter, we're not merap. That brings Mashiach. Every person for himself has an akud of Mashiach, meaning he has an akud of Gu'ul, I'll take him a Mashiach, and every person has a Mashiach. In order to get this Mashiach, the only way is to come to a matzv of Yish and not to let go weiter. And if a person came to such a matzv and he went weiter and he still didn't get there, it's a simon that he has to go a bigger madrega of Yish. He's going to come a new madrega, a bigger madrega of Yish. And if that still didn't help, it's a simon that is still going to have a bigger sign of Yish. We all have to go through it. There's no other way. We have to go. That's the way. And that's the korech of Leizer Eved Avraham. And that way he became Baruch Hashem. And that's the way he was Mamal Shlichas. And that's the way Shem Shmuel is Marach. It's too late to talk about Yichas. But that's the way he was Matzliach to get the Heilige Neshama of Rivki Mani out of the clips of Besul Velov through breaking this and not leaving go. And that's what the Eibishter wants is every child, every bocher, every niman, every that's not, that's Yiddishkeit. That's Avodas Hashem Efrat in the days before Mashiach. The Eibishter makes every person go through such matzav, and we have to be the Eved Maskil of Eliezer Eved Avraham, to be an Eved Nemo to Hashem, not to let. Don't leave go. Just go weiter and weiter and weiter. And Be'ezres Hashem will get there. And that's the way every tzaddik and every inabed Hashem went that way. And that's the chizik for us. And that's the doy of Mashiach that's Av Lacherim. Tunis Yonis, we said, first of all, never to let the Yetzirah tell us that if we'd be somebody else and something else and all the matzav, we could get every person in his matzav. Second of all, when a person has times or things, doesn't mean lay in bed, yish. Yish means a person thinks that this thing, this madrega of Ashkom, this madrega of Seir Ponim Yochus, this madrega of Asmodes Ator, this madrega of Yigis Ator, this madrega of Retzivus Ator, this madrega of Davening, this madrega of Achonet Davening, this madrega of Shabbos Kodesh, this madrega in breaking my car, this madrega in Danlik of Schuz, this madrega in being Hetke, Kimit Bishmat, whatever people tell me, I just, doesn't bother me because I know it's everything from Hashem, this madrega of Kedusha, this madrega of Tahara. Every person has certain things that the Yetzirah brings in years. I can't. I tried so many times, it's not going, it's not working, it's not for me. It's just not for me. I'm finished. I tried so many times. Eliezer showed us the way. You could try 60 years, 70 years. You could break itself, and it looks like it's the same thing out to Oro. The Shem Shmuel tells us that the only reason Eliezer had a daughter Bechlal was only he should have the Nesor, because Avraham Avinu never talked such language out to Oro B'Nibor. He just knew that that's the way he's going to become Baruch Hashem. If we'll hear such words, and of course, we can't do like the commandment, we can't make Nesor for other people. That's not our job. Our job is to be Oymid B'Nesor. Not to make nisyon, that's an easy job to make nisyon for other people. It's a very easy job and everybody can do it 100% 20%. That's not our work. But Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu is Madregi, was so close to Eliezer and Avraham, and he knew that that's the best thing for everyone. You knew how much Eliezer was mishtuk to become a Baruch. And he knew there's no other way, only to hear such words at the oral and not get broken from that. Not leave go, go weiter. That's the way he'll become Baruch, and that's the limit of us, and that's the gewaldige Maton that Eibishter gave us. So, yes, Hashem, yes, Hashem. We're finishing now Avraham Avinu's Oyer, Torah Tzal Avraham Avinu for the Toshin Samayom for this year. Eibishter help us before Mashiach is coming. That's the only way. That's the only way to be Mechazik ourselves. these two in Yoram, not never let us have things with the enemies that much different kishwarnis, different. Every one of us with our koiches, Allah Hashem tell us before Mashiach comes and says Yaskil Avdi. It's also it's very hard because the koch and the banner, I can't do it. It's zuktzich in English. But Allah Hashem tell us Yaskil Avdi, Yurim v'nisse v'guva ma'oid goes on the door before Mashiach. This is something koch. Our door is the matzah of Yaskil Avdi. We have Avdi Hashem before Mashiach, and our avoid is to be Eved Maskil. Maskil means not to let shtus, if I would be somebody else or something else. And Eved means being Nemon, not letting go in every matzah and every inyan. How many times you tried? When the Yetzirah tells us he tried 1,000 times and it didn't go, that's why you shouldn't try him 1,001 times. We go just screaming and you tell, saying you shtus faket. If I tried 1,000 times, so I'm so close to the thing, because every time makes a person so much closer, so much closer that we can't imagine how much closer he's become. And the Avish is telling us, now you're going to leave go. If the Yetzirah is telling you to leave go, the stronger he's telling us to leave go, that's more and more a simon how much closer we are to the thing. Yaskil Avdi Yurim Venis. That before Mashiach had come, this Madreg of Klal Yisrael, the Shanit, that's from the Rechai, which I'm out of from Mashiach had come. Sharnin, Sharnin is Yish, Sharnin is Rifion, and all the Malucha Masruf, all the Freed Glorious, everybody's looking to everybody in Tovshis Amargim, everybody's waiting for us to be Mizgaban this Rifion. I go weiter and weiter, Yurim Venis. This madrege, this thing is so chushiv in him, and that's going to bring Mashiach. That's going to bring Mashiach, and that's the koich we have with all the maspal, Eibish to help him. It's all his loyches are. Sich medabek zan in the derech from the Uvus HaKadoshim. Sich medabek zan in the halach from the Uvus HaKadoshim. We love all the koiches, all the schism from the Uvus HaKadoshim, from all the tzadikim, which all be zoiche, to be memal rutz na Hashem, and move a shlaim, and mach shuvah de be maase, we should all be memal our shlichas, and our tafkid, and not let the Yetzirah just be mevalvos. Every day we wake up in the morning, the first thing is, jump out of bed, every maskil, have a new day, every day is a oil mulay, a day with the shlichas, a day with the tafkid, amount of Torah for this day, amount of tefillah for this day, amount of shvirus aminis, for this day at home in the street with Chaver, amount of Tahar for this day, amount of Emunah, amount of Betochen, amount of Yerushalayim, amount of Avos Hashem, and all the other Avodis, and I'm going to do it because the Eibush to give me the Koich is L'malam Anatev. That's close to L'malam Anatev. You're a minister, you're a Moid, Moid. I'm not going to let this Yish get it. That's the way we jump out of bed, that's the way we start our day. We start our day every day with a new Yaskil Avdi, with a new Avdis, a new Haskula, and the Ezrim, the brand in the beginning of the day, the Yaskim of my book that lights the whole day. Every time we Shema, Kabbalus Omach Shema, every time the Mezizah, every time the Tefillah, it's Avdis, we should remember. We're Eved Maskil, we're Avudim. We're going to try and try, we know every time we try, we get so much closer to everything we're doing. And we should know always that my kishonis and my matzim and my chinuch and my place and my rebbes and my chaverim, that's the best it could be. It could never ever somebody get us on tell it. It's machst, I don't know if it's mangish, it's machst. It's kenzam best. I mean, it could be better. That's in English, you also say like that. It could be better. You say, Chas v'shalom, it can't be. If it could have been better, how do you know? If it could be better, it would be better. Because the Eibush wants the best for us. And if the Eibush is making it this way, that's the best that could be. And that's the way we're going to be miscarved. Hashem, help us that. We're going to be viking, and we're men, and we're going to be told, and we're going to be given, and we're going to prepare ourselves before Mashiach. We should all be zoich with cold tears, with the chassidim, and give them tons and cake, Mashiach, and kaya, and my money. Amen.